Thanks, Cardiff.
Yes, is this Nicole?
Yes.
Yeah, this is James.
Hi, James. That's much better. Okay. So I just wanted to discuss with you maybe what you were looking for in terms of a funding amount and what you'd be using it for.
How long is this process going to take, Ms. Nicole?
Me asking you questions?
Yeah, how long? Because I have to pick up my son, so I'm asking how long is it going to take? Because I have to go to his school.
Probably 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm here, but I.
Do you want to call me later?
No, I'm gonna talk now, Ms. Nicole,
okay.
Because I'm really, and it's no reflection on you, but I'm really kind of perturbed because the same things you're asking me, I've given to over 3 or 4 times to John and Chris. And it makes me wonder about the validity of the company, because I have a company, too, with 45 employees, and I just don't do business that way. But everybody's different, so I'm willing to entertain your questions.
Okay. Well, I have notes here as to what you're using the money for. So do you want me just to tell you what I have and you can confirm that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you're looking for funding to expand the business?
Yes, to expand the House of Hearts, that business. It has to be strictly a business account because I'm building a home that won't close until October 28th, and no credit can show up on my personal credit.
Sure. This is a business loan, so it doesn't go on your personal credit.
Okay.
How much money would be helpful to you?
You said you was going to tell me what you had.
Well, I don't have that here, I don't think. Let me see here. Let's see. I just like to make sure we're on the same page, you know, nothing gets lost.
Originally, when they called me, because I didn't call them, I never heard of the Bank of Cardiff, and many people haven't.
Oh, but we've been around for 13 years, so.
Right, when they called me.
Yeah, sure.
When they called me Miss Nicole, they mentioned something about $180,000.
Okay.
They checked Dun and Bradstreet. They did what they did, their due diligence. And the lease they said was 120, which is, you know, I wasn't seeking credit at the time. My business is solid. But I do
now
want
you
expand.
Are?
Well, I want to expand my other business. It's called the House of Hearts. We've
House
been approved in Washington and North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And so I was going to expand that by advertising in Atlanta, Georgia, California, New York, and Charlotte. I've been doing some advertising already, but I can't. I'm limited to my website is complete. It's a couple of weeks complete. We're going to advertise in 22 movie theaters in North Carolina. Approximately the same amount in Atlanta and New York and California. Our product is in Spanish and it's in English, and we really have a lot of good reviews, and we think that it's going to be quite successful. Our competition, or who we're trying to get the attention of, is Hallmark. Their cards are sold, but they do not cater to children. Our House of Heart cards are catering to children. It's the children giving these cards to their loved ones, from their hearts to theirs. And I gave John and them a sample of how it reads, and they, you know, whether they liked it or not, the lawyers and the marketing team that we have in place love it. So we're going to do it. But the thing about us is that we can back it up because my company is squeaky, completely clean, and solid.
Right. Okay. And what kind of return would you get by getting this money for the advertising? What do you anticipate?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that, but and I don't think nobody can really say. But with the market that we're going at, those four major markets, and with David Kalish, one of my attorneys, negotiating with Walmart and Target and what's the other company name? It's a country restaurant store. It's Cracker Barrel. We in Walmart buy millions of cards up front. So we anticipate in making at least the first year, the first half of the year, $3 to $4 million.
How much again?
At least $3 to $4 million.
$3 to $4 million. Okay. And I would think that if you got into those stores, you would need additional funding to supplement the inventory and that sort of thing as well.
Well, you would definitely need that, but Walmart has a policy that they have what they call a buyback policy, whereas Walmart, and then when they buy their cars up front, they want to make sure that when the cars don't sell, they buy them back. For instance, Christmas or Halloween, those are not year-round cars, so when their dates pass, they want the companies to buy them back. Our cars are timeless. Because we're not doing the major holidays. We're doing special events and special days. And so that could be any day.
Okay.
And this is cars that children give to their loved ones. So we're not pinpointing certain days. You can make it whatever day you want, but the card is not saying that.
Okay. And what would be, if we could get the terms to work out for you, did you have a time frame for bringing on the capital?
Well, like I said, the website, once that launches, we want the capital to coincide in the next few weeks so that everything will go in place. We have to buy the kiosks, and we have to get the what kind of cards it is printed. The printing shop has already printed up 400 sample cards for us. The Consolidated Press is doing the printing. They're going to also ship it out when people order online or from the stores. I've already went to Hometown Pharmacy myself, and Miss Sherry and them agreed to put the cards in their stores once they read them, because they're very nice. So, I don't know what else to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said the website will launch in a few weeks?
Yes.
Okay, great. So what we're thinking right now, this would be an unsecured program, so we're not going to ask for any assets or collateral, and it's not going to go on your personal credit. We'll go on your business credit. You'll also qualify for a tax write-off because it is a business loan. What we're thinking to start the relationship is an approval of $165,000. We would allow you to choose the term length of your choice, but the longest term would be 18 months. You can also do something shorter. This loan can be renewed halfway through the term you choose. And if you renew it for additional funding, we'll waive any remaining interest on this loan.
18 months at what APR or and what monthly payment?
So this would be paid back daily, Monday through Friday. So it's just a monthly payment broken down into a micro payment, Monday through Friday. And the payback is going to depend on the term you choose. So usually the longer the term, the more you'll pay back. But we have addendums where you can pay the loan off early and get a very large discount off the remaining interest, or we'll waive the interest if you renew. Okay?
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I don't know how the Bank of Carter solicit the loans or get people to find people that does it, but I was very, very clear to Chris and John, and I think they need to pass that off to you, who's doing a wonderful job trying to close deals, that my company will never, ever do a daily payment. Our cash flow is too important to us to cover 45 people, so we will never do a daily payment. Could you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
So do we have enough for 200 people? Okay. All right. Thank you, Bill. That's what I needed to know. Yeah, one per person. One per person. I'll pick up the other 500 tomorrow. All right. Thanks a lot, Bill. I appreciate that. All right. Bye-bye. Yes. And I really regret wasting your time, Ms. Nicole. I explained that to them. I'm not doing that.
Now, what if we did it in a weekly payback?
Well, you thank you so much for calling, but this is what makes me question the validity of a company, because John and Chris told me that you have monthly programs. That's what they told me, And I see, and because everybody, we got so many companies calling us, the bar 250, the bar this, and they all have the daily and weekly, so we just ignore them. We'll make our own money and take care of our own business. We ignore them knowing that they're trying their best to make a dollar too. But I told them that, and I don't want to waste no more of your time. But thank them guys for calling us. We appreciate it.
So you wouldn't do a weekly payback?
No.
What's the difference between a weekly, though, and a monthly?
What do you mean?
I mean, why, if you're getting this money that's going to grow your business and get a great return, what is the main issue with having?
Because the GS1 barcodes that we use is only sent out monthly. As the companies scan these cards, Walmart, Target, everybody else, the stores, the pop stores, they scan them, but we get a monthly check from the sale of all cards all over the United States and more. So why are we going to pay weekly when we get a monthly check? Pepsi Cola and FedEx, the companies that we've been working with for 15 to 18 years, we work for the government, Charlotte Housing Authority, Navy, Marine, they all pay monthly. They pay every 45 days, but because of my status, they've given me a net 15. We're not going to go in the hole or take cash flow away from our company that's going to support this thing and pay weekly and can't pay our employees. I would have to go in my own pocket to do that, and that's unacceptable. So, and we understand.
Wouldn't that just be budgeting, or putting some money aside?
Ms. Nicole, we appreciate you calling. You're excellent, but we're not doing it. But thank you very much for calling. I appreciate that. You have a great day.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.